సన్నజాజి పువ్వు కన్నా సంపంగి లత కన్నా, సన్నజాజి పువ్వు కన్నా సంపంగి లత కన్నా, వెన్న కన్నా జున్నుగడ్డ కన్నా, వెన్న కన్నా జున్నుగడ్డ కన్నా, నిండు వెన్నెల కన్నా నెమలి కన్ను కన్నా, నిండు వెన్నెల కన్నా నెమలి కన్ను కన్నా, కన్న తల్లి మనసు సున్నితంబు. ప్రణామ్స్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ బాబా. సాయిరామ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ. సాయిరామ్. ది ఫ్రాగ్రెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది జాస్మిన్ ఫ్లవర్, ది సెంటెడ్ స్మెల్ ఆఫ్ ది సంపంగి క్రీపర్, ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఐ ఆఫ్ పీకాక్, ది సాఫ్ట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది బట్టర్, ద స్వీట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది చీజ్ ఆర్ ఎ ఫ్రాక్షన్ వెన్ కంపేర్డ్ టు మదర్స్ డివైన్ లవ్, విచ్ ఈస్ టెండర్, సెన్సిటివ్, డెలికేట్ అండ్ డివైన్. దట్స్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది పోయమ్. హౌ టు నో గాడ్, హౌ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ గాడ్, హౌ టు హ్యావ్ రియల్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, దీస్ త్రీ ఆర్ ద మెయిన్ పాయింట్స్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీబడీస్ లైఫ్. టు నో దీస్ వీ కెన్ హ్యావ్ దీస్ శ్రవణం, మననం అండ్ నిధిధ్యాస. శ్రవణం ఈజ్ ద ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది నైన్ పాత్స్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్. శ్రవణం వీ కెన్ గో టు స్కాలర్స్ టు లిజన్ టు దేర్ డిస్కోర్సెస్, అండ్ ఇన్ ద డిస్కోర్సెస్ దే హ్యావ్ సో మెనీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ బికాస్ దే స్పెండ్ దేర్ లైవ్స్ విత్ సేజెస్ అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ సాధన దే హ్యావ్ సో మెనీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్. వీ కెన్ లిజన్ టు దేర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ when we want to hear about this శ్రవణం. This శ్రవణం is the easiest path. We can go to the scholars to listen to any advaitic or philosophical subjects. Mananam is the second one. We have to understand anything about God through mananam, that is recapitulation. The third one is nidhijhyasa. Nidhi means treasure. What is jhasa? Jhasa means concentration. Nidhi is treasure or God. When we focus on God, that is the treasure. We should focus on God, that is the treasure. Everybody wants to have the treasure of God. Then, for example, Swami gave this example. When we see a mango, somebody tells us that this is mango season. We go to the market and we know about that mangoes are available in the market. That is the first step. We know about the mangoes, that they are available there in the market. And the next day we go there and inquire about the mangoes, whether they are sweet or are they fit to for eating, or we can make it a pickle. That's why we inquire about that mango. After that, we buy that mango and get it to our house and cut into pieces. Then we can enjoy the taste of that. These are the three steps. Gnatum, drashtum, praveshtum. Gnatum means to know about the mango first. And then drashtum means to inquire about that, to know something about, to gather some information about that. Drashtum. And then praveshtum cha parantapa. Praveshtum means we will enjoy the taste of it. That is the real experience. That's why Swami gave another example in one of his discourses. Swami said, somebody told us that Swami is there in Puttaparthi. Through one of our friends, we came to know that Swami is there, and he is personification of love. We want to see him. The first step is we hear about Swami, and then we go to Puttaparthi. That is the next step. We see there Swami wearing akar robes, and then we sit in the first line, and Swami gives us namaskar, and the energy we can get from Swami, that is the third step. That means first one is listening, Sravanam, hearing something about Swami, and then going to Puttaparthi and knowing about all the surroundings, that Prasanthi Nilayam, whatever is going on there, that is the second step, that is mananam. And the third step is having getting Pada Namaskar from Swami and getting energized. That is the third step. The mananam is the recapitulation. Whatever we see, we go to lectures, we go to attend so many seminars, all the people will be going. Whenever scholars or sages, they give lectures, we all attend there. So why? Because those people, they refer so many books, and then only they will be delivering all these naked truths to us. So in that way, we can get some information. That is the first stage. And then all that, whatever we hear from them, that's what, whenever we go back to our houses, we recapitulate it continuously, repeatedly, recalling our memories. That is the second step. That is the recapitulation or manana. Sometimes we want to go to some picnic spots as a change. See, weekends here in US, all the people will be going to picnic spots or some new places. They take their children there, or Orlando, like that. See, there they have the natural sceneries and the mountains, lakes, and all that. See, they enjoy all those sceneries and all that, and they feel very happy. Because whenever they come back from the places, even though they come back from the places, they come home and they will be thinking of that for a long time. That is recapitulation. Whenever we are out of those places, whenever we are in the house, thinking of those places we visited in the past, that is the recapitulation. The continuously, wherever we are, we can go on thinking and having the same experience about those surroundings and mountains and lakes. Whatever we saw in the past, that is the recapitulation. And that recapitulation makes us happy. It makes us very, very happy. Why? We feel very comfortable, peaceful in those surroundings. Why it's happening? The peace is there. Where is this peace? Is this peace is inner or outside? We are getting this peace only by going there? No, not that. It's not that. When we are in the house only, we can get this peace. But the surroundings are not cooperating, because this noisy and this busy life it's not bringing the inner peace out. But when we go there outside, when we go to the surroundings, all these natural sceneries and greenery and all these mountains, they are cooperating with us. The surroundings are cooperating. That's why we are able to experience that inner peace. That's so, even though when we come over to our native place, when we go on thinking of these natural sceneries, green fields and all that, if you can feel that the same experience, whatever we felt there near those surroundings, that is nidhijasa. That is the last stage. That is the nidhijasa. And then sometimes we'll be brooding over the past. We'll be thinking of the all odd situations and bad memories. We have so many people will be having happy incidents, happy situations and bad memories also. When we are happy, when we think of these happy moments of our past life, then we'll be very happy, we'll be friendly, and our mood will be completely different. Why? Because these glands in the body, they secrete all the juices in a perfect manner, so that our behavior will be entirely different. That is the thing. And when we think of all those odd things or bad memories, then the secretions won't be proper, so that our behavior also will be different, and we'll feel very much restless, and mental stress will be there, imbalance will be there, all these things will be there because the secretions are not proper in our body. So just like that, when we are friendly, because of this listening and recapitulation, there is a total change in our personality. And we'll be friendly towards others, and the love also will be increased, and our compassion will be increased. We'll be a totally different person when we attend all these philosophy lectures. That's the result of attending all these seminars and great sages, attending to the discourses of the great sages. And another thing, when we go to Himalayas, sometimes all the people will be going to do penance there near Himalayas. Even when we go there, we feel the happy moments there, we feel very comfortable and happy looking at the natural sceneries, and then we come back. Even though we come back to our houses, if you can feel the same experience as you felt there near the Himalayas, that is the Nidhidhyasa, that is the third one. This Nidhidhyasa will bring a total integration of, it will bring the inner talent and the total integrated personality of the person also. That is the actual purpose of the education. The education and the spirituality, both are not different. They are one and the same. So the oneness, this, the man who reached this stage of Nidhidhyasa, he will feel oneness with all the people, with all the creation. He looks to, he observes the divinity in all the people, and he feels all belong, all the people will belong to him. So that's how he will be, the personality will be changed. Sometimes, once we went to, we were going to Parthi, that was birthday celebrations were going to be performed there. We are going from Guntur to Parthi in one bus. Suddenly the bus broke and we were going. The bus pushed another bus, so the front glass was broken. So the, all the people were sleeping, that was in the night. All the people were sleeping and they were so shocked, and they got up and all the glass pieces were spread all over in the bus. So then, usually I'll sit near the window. That's my, always whenever I go, I'll sit near the window and my husband will be my side. That day, I sat for some time near the window. After that, I changed my place and by the other side I was sitting. Suddenly the noise came, and then all the people were sleeping. They woke up and there was, somebody was screaming like that. Then I thought, what happened? Even before this, 10 minutes before this, I thought that this bus is going down and down, that vision I had. And after that, this happened. After 10 minutes, this accident happened. And then we were all, another bus came and we went to Parthi after that. See, the first sentence Swami told my husband when we went there, see, neeku tagalalsina dabbalu neeku tagalalsina dabbalu nee bharyaku tagilayi. That's what Swami said. And 2 days before that, I told Swami, I prayed to Swami, Swami, he cannot take any suffering. Whatever suffering is due, I can take it on myself. I don't want any suffering to be given to my husband. That's what I said. Said whenever, when we went there, immediately Swami said the same sentence to my husband. That's how, because of that, I could change my place and I was that side, next to him. He was sitting near the window side and the other side I was sitting. So Swami took so much care of me, and he was inquiring my husband daily. On this pretext, he was talking to him. Daily he was talking to him, and he was inquiring daily, and he showed a lot of compassion on me. And he arranged some doctor to check up, and then they took me to the hospital, and they did a lot of service. And then after that also, Swami sent one bottle of medicine. Eye drops, he sent it to me. For 6 months I used it, and Swami said, though it's a minor thing, the nerve is affected. Swami knows everything, because superficially it's a minor thing, but Swami knows that it went deeply. So that's how Swami saved me, and he gave me my eye. At another time, see, there was one teacher in Puttaparthi. Whenever I had any doubt, I used to go to her to get clarification from her, because she is an experienced lady and she is a Balvika's teacher also. She used to tell me all that, whatever I wanted, and she used to guide me also. In the beginning of beginning years when we stayed in Puttaparthi, she used to guide me. Whenever I had any doubt, I used to run to her. So that day also I went there, and she's such a great lady that she cooks. And then she serves all the people, whoever comes to her house. She's so great, and she used to take Balvikas also. She loves children very much. That day, she told me one thing. Whatever is spoiled, you don't give to anybody. Whenever you want to give anything, that should be fresh and new, and it should be very good, it should be in a good condition. That's what she said. And all the more she said that she used to taste whether she had any doubt that it got spoiled, She used to taste it and give it to, even to birds and animals also. She never used to give this rotten stuff. That's what she said. And in one of Swami's discourses also, Swami said, one man wanted to donate 2,000 rupees at one time. After 1 hour, he thought he revised his opinion that he can give it only 1,000. And after same time, he thought only 500 is enough. Like that it goes, he was going on reducing the money. So after some time, he thought it's not at all necessary to give any amount. So that's how whatever we want to do, we should do on the spot only. That's the message I learned from her. That Swami told me like this. And then after this, there are four brothers were there. There are four brothers. Tamrakirti, Rajitakirti, Swarnakirti, and Nityakirti. The Tamrakirti, these people, these four brothers are very noble and they used to do a lot of charity. They were so good. So many good deeds they were doing continuously, competing with each other. This Tamrakirti was one of the youngest brother, and then he used to give cows in charity from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the afternoon, daily. After that, he used to feed all these people, giving a good lunch, and then they take rest, and in the evening, they go back to their native places. That was the tradition he was following. And one day, Narada appeared before all these brothers, and these brothers asked Narada, who is the greatest among ourselves? Then Narada said, I have to test you, then only I can tell you. And then, 5 minutes, okay. And then this he had lunch and he took rest, Narada. And then in the evening, they were going to, for a stroll. After that, the cows were going. That time, so much dust appeared in the sky. And then Narada, this man said, this dust is because of my cows. Then the purpose of the charity is gone, Narada said. This is useless. When you say it is mine, then the purpose is gone. That's how when we claim that it's my charity, the purpose will be, it will be gone. So we should not do like that. And then the other person, Rajitakirti, used to take a chariot, and then he used to take all the varieties of things in his chariot, and whatever, whoever wants to take, they will take the things from the chariot. That's how it went on. And one person came in the evening, he wanted the horse to be taken. That's how four horses were gone. He was worried very much. He was worried very much so that he has to pull this chariot in the evening. So then he said he was very much upset because he has to pull the cart. Then that charity also, he gave so many things that was also useless. And the third one, that Swarnakirti came. And the Swarnakirti also, because one chariot of flowers was brought to him that was very nice. All the people liked it very much. But Narada also wanted that chariot is very nice. I want to have that. Then this man said, I'll keep this chariot for 2 years and then I'll give it to you after that. Then that's just like that. Whenever we want to give anything, immediately we should give it. We should not postpone it. That is the message from this. The other brother, older brother, is Nityakirti. And this brother, he used to do without any thinking, whatever he wants to do, he used to do calmly and comfortably. So then Narada said, this Nityakirti is the greatest man of all of your among your brothers. That's how he told the brothers like that. And then at another time, Swami was coming in, Swami appeared in my vision and he showed me one kalasam. That kalasam we use for Gauri Puja, Mangal Gauri Puja. And so many Mangal Sutras were tied along that neck of the kalasam. Then I couldn't understand the meaning of that. After some time, my friend came to me and said, we'll perform some marriages, mass marriages. She came with that project. But I reluctantly said, I don't want to participate in that because it's not an easy joke to perform marriages. But she was so particular that we should go for that. And then, so somehow I accepted because Swami told me, Swami gave this vision. I couldn't understand in the beginning. After that, I could understand the meaning of this. And Swami arranged everything for us so that we can do all these marriages. We used to go to the villages cooking the lunch for them. And then MRO was also there. He he cooperated with us because he used to bring the list of the couples, and that's how we performed 108 marriages and 108 Sashtipurtis in nearby villages in Puttaparthi and in Hindupur and in some all villages, neighboring villages, Muchalapalli, Hindupur, and one in Prashantinilayam, and Kavali, Nellur. In all those places, we did all these things. And then Swami made everything comfortable, and he looked to it that it's a success for us. And he made everything, and he cooperated. Swami sent all the people, one team of the people to cook, and one team to for arrangements in those villages. That's how it happened. And this is Grama Seva also. Swami was so happy. But when after finishing this function, we used to attend the evening darshan. That time we could see the smile in Swami's eyes. And he was so happy that we could understand and do something for the society. And some service, whatever Swami has given us, we successfully finished it. That's how Swami blessed us. That's how whatever you can do, little service, you also can do. Because so many people now, so many groups are coming to Puttaparthi. They all will do some distribution of sewing machines or tricycles or wheelchairs or iron boxes, whatever they can do within their financial limit, they can do that. And I think that you are also coming as a group, and you can arrange for that, you can do that. And it's not so difficult because the Anantapur next to Puttaparthi is Anantapur is there. You can get all those things in Anantapur, and you can buy them, and transport also will be very easy for you. And the service is very important. When we serve the man, it almost equals serving God. Swami likes this service. Manava Seva is Manava Seva, Madhava Seva. Swami always tells that help ever, hurt never. And even when we observe the nature also, Phalanti Uruchaha, Duhanti Gavaha, Vahanti Najaha. See, the rivers give water, the trees yield fruits, and the cows give milk. All these we use, they are not, these river or cows, or they don't use anything for their selfish purposes. But we use all these things. That's how Swami, even in nature also, we can observe so many things. Because of Swami's grace, we have this birth. We should use it in a proper way, and we should serve the society whatever possible, whatever is possible for you, within your limits, you can do that. That's what Swami says always, serve the Lord. You can serve the Lord, and you can serve the people, and you can help your friends who are poor and needy, and you can go to them, and even just telling a good word and appreciation of their work is also service. You can go for that. That's how Swami always prompts me through inner voice to go and do something. And last year he gave this project to me. And this year also one day he said to me, come by 4 o'clock, he said through inner voice. And I thought that something is there, unless Swami won't tell anything like that. I went there by 4 o'clock in the evening. That time these people, one group was distributing all these tricycles and machines and all that. Swami wanted me to see that function, so he reminded me that I should be there. Usually I go very late to darshan. That's why Swami reminded me. Like this, Swami, through some person or through some object or through some anybody, Swami indirectly or directly, he will communicate to us. That's my personal experience. And we have so many experiences also, but the time is very short. Because of Swami's grace, I could get this opportunity. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Swami.